This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, Vinny. Hey, guys. It's time to win. Summer's not over yet. Enjoy the final days of the season. With a trip to California's Great America, where Boomerang Bay is now open all week. We're doing this at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call now. Be caller number 97. You'll instantly score a 4-pack of tickets to get your rides and slides
Woo!
There we go. California's Great America.
Oh, me now.
Yep.
Actually, I take that back. You.
Oh.
Your text.
Yeah.
We read those right now. So our text number is 800-400-3697. Same number you dial to win a contest. You put that in the texting space. And then you write your little comment and send it on. And then, you know, we try to read as many of these as we can here at the end of the show. The U.S. Gymnastics Championship was a competition to prepare for the Summer Olympics 2020. Oh. Simone will be there.
Great news.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's amazing.
And honestly,
I can't believe a human is doing that.
I know.
You got to look up the video of her floor exercise where she launches from a flat floor. I know they're a little bit padded or sprung, but the air she gets and the spin she puts on, you can't even decipher it. She's going that fast and that high. It's rad.
And she just lands it. It's amazing.
What Simone Biles did is absolutely amazing, but Vin, you know, the floor isn't truly flat, right? Those floors are springy. They're a little springy, but that...
It's still just a squishy mat.
You're not pulling off that unless you're something special.
Yeah.
She's getting...
It's not like she's stepping on a springboard or anything.
Mega air. Mega.
She gets going, you know? She comes across it when they do those lines sort of on the diagonal.
Well, she does the handsprings. She gets that, like...
She gets that motion going, and then she freaking launches. It's incredible.
The momentum is intense.
We'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Cool.
All right.
Hey, Vinny, we raced frogs at Roaring Camp when I was a kid.
Roaring Camp?
Since you're close.
Oh, is that over near?
It's over near me, yeah. Mm. Roaring Camp's cool.
Is that like a summer camp thing?
No, well, they probably do have camps there. But it's also, there's the train yard over near there, and there's concerts there. I know I saw Franti there once.
Huh?
He was headlining like the, I don't know, what they, Sunshine Festival.
Yeah, something like that. I've been there before,
too. It was cool. It was really neat. And he's, as always, excellent. That's a neat moment to watch him be out among the crowd, and he's just a head higher than everybody.
Yeah.
He's got his remote mic so he can just sort of roam out there.
It's kind of adorable when he does that. Yeah. He just looks so happy. He doesn't mind people touching
it. It only works because he's a giant head higher than everybody, though.
Right.
Guys, I can't find the link anywhere on the Alice Facebook page.
It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I told
them. Oh, yeah, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
For
we post all our crap there.
Yeah. For the Alice first page, responders for the Sarah
Oh, there we go.
RadioAlice.com has it all. You can find everything
you
there.
You sure can. Just use the search bar.
My 18-year-old daughter found her boyfriend on Tinder. They've been together for over a year now, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it started as a hookup.
I don't want to think about that, though. Find out your 18-year-old's on Twitter. I mean, on Tinder. They're already on Twitter. We're fine with that. It's
how could you not be?
I guess.
That would be the way. You're not going to go to a bar to meet people. You would meet someone on Tinder and then go to the bar.
Maybe.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Luckily, I don't have to date because I just have a feeling I'd be terrible at it. All the acronyms people use now, I'm like, I don't even know what they're talking about. I think I just agree. I think it's like clicking agree. I agree. Whatever. Wait, what did I say I was down for? Uh-oh.
Human should start handing out baby verified check marks to parents.
Oh.
I don't know anything about, I don't understand it, but Hooman is the link to the finer things in life.
That is true, Vinny.
So I can see why you would say, yes, this might be my kid's path to the big time.
Right. If I can just get my kid started on Hooman's Instagram page.
Good old Hollywood Hooman.
Oh, Hollywood Hooman. I like it. Preparation H. Preparation who?
Oh,
yeah. That's what I was just trying to think of. What did Rudy call him?
Boy, many steps forward and there's one big, big, big one back. Preparation H. Reason 1,200. Okay, I can't do all those. Why social media is fake. My ex-husband's girlfriend.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
That just sounds like someone who's mad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess you would probably really hate to see your ex-husband's girlfriend. Like, if you had an ex-husband and...
And he's all happy.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hate when people are happy.
Someone beats you to happy for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Someone what?
If someone, someone beats you to happy. Everybody in a breakup is going to be in pain. Even the person who's posing like it doesn't. You can't...
I actually think the more they post that they're not in pain, the more in pain they must obviously be.
Right. Oh, big show. Mm. Okay. Too cool.
I remember... I won't say any names, but we know someone who got a divorce and moved on with his life. And the wife took their kids and got this boyfriend, this like dude, who, you know, like the shirt unbuttoned all the way down, his gold chains, and was standing on the... And they put this on a Christmas... She put it on a Christmas card and like sent it out to everyone like, oh, here's me and my new boyfriend and we're so happy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Did you not get that Christmas card? I must have shown it to you if you didn't get it. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
I know who you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was?
Yes.
No, I did not get that.
His ex-wife went right out and just got this like playboy looking skeevy, smarmy looking dude. And there's her and him and this guy's two kids. He's just like, you got to be kidding me.
Funny. No, I did not get that.
It was
that.
Really, I felt like, oh boy, she's just desperately trying to show that she's fine with this.
She's still with him, right?
No. But he's on a Christmas card forever.
Yes.
As the youngest of three girls, none of my older sisters would hesitate before chopping me in the throat for even suggesting that I take their wedding date. What a brat.
No doubt. I can't believe that family sided with her, too. That was in the 6 o'clock news, I think. Mm-hmm. You got to go back and listen to the podcast, the 6:30 news. That's a good... There were a couple good ones. Just it was like the DB roundup.
When I was in second grade, I got in trouble for pantsing a boy in my class in front of everyone on a field trip. The boy had been teasing me relentlessly, and I was defending myself, but of course no one saw that part. My mom tells me all the time how if I pulled that today as a second grader, I'd probably be suspended, forced into counseling, and put on some sort of sex offenders list.
Right.
That's right.
It's true. No touching anybody anymore.
Things have definitely... Things have changed for the better, for sure.
Things have changed. We need to teach our kids. That's not allowed. That's when those things get taught and ingrained. You don't do that.
Although this hasn't changed, it's always super incredibly sweet when someone writes, Vinny's our favorite, but you should know this by now. Mm. Yeah. That never gets old, ever.
I feel like it gets old, but maybe that's just me. I guess maybe it is just me.
It gets old when we hear them saying that about Vinny.
Oh my God, Sarah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was great.
No.
I was ready for more. I thought it was over too soon.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. God, when he's sitting there, he's like working on the roof and there's like nothing happening. And it's just like scenes where just nothing is happening. Like, oh my God. Why is this so ponderous? I gotta go. It's so hot in here.
Vin, that honker managed to trick Dusty into marrying it. It's fine. Keep it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good morning, morning crew. Vinny knocked off 2 seasons of Ozark, waiting for season 3 now. Yeah, that one's been taking a minute.
Yeah.
And I was going to rewatch them all and then just haven't gotten to it.
So I looked up the next season for...
When is it?
It looks like it's going to probably be close to November 1st.
Oh,
it's coming.
Well, we won't be done with Deadwood by then.
Well, forget Deadwood.
No, not forget. I love Deadwood. You do?
My God.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm not excited. I mean, it's fine. Your brother really likes the writing. He is so excited. It's like he knows everything that's about to be said.
Well, he's watched the whole seasons, all the seasons already, and so he's rewatching it, and having to. That's actually got to be kind of hard to have watched something already and to be watching it with new people who are sitting and talking and wondering about what's going to happen and not say anything. It's pretty good restraint on his part.
Hmm. He's incredible,
isn't he? His birthday's on Thursday.
Oh, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do for
him? I'm not going to tell you on the air because it'll get back to him. But I have a big thing planned for him.
You have a big thing. How old is he going to be?
51.
Oh!
We're old people. Why are you
51,
that?
Dude. That sucks
My
to
little
be him.
Brother. My little sister's still in her 40s, though, so that's good news.
I wouldn't want to be 51. Tell you that right now.
No way, man. Well, let's hope it never happens to you in 6 months.
Boy, that does sort of make you want to take that back, doesn't it?
8 months.
I sure hope I get to be 51, don't I?
Yeah.
You got a lot to live for these days.
When it comes to talk of SF, I'm a minion of all yours. SF used to be an awesome city that was so fun to visit, but now I stay away.
That's too bad.
That is too bad. It's terrible.
It is what it is. Needs to be an accommodating, friendly, good time instead of hide everything. Don't bring your wallet. I mean, you gotta.
Don't bring your car.
Don't bring. Right. You can't. What? I can't go anywhere. I can't do. Then why would we go there?
Right.
Bogus.
Does suck.
I used to always want to hang or shop for anything I needed here before I went home.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, if I can find it on the peninsula, I'm doing that. Why does Sarah keep pushing Hooman to work 3 days a week when he so obviously doesn't want to and refuses to agree?
Bless you, Hooman.
Perhaps he should retire altogether.
So is that a hater? I might just take it that that's a hater right there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pushing him to do it because I really want him to come back full time. But I'll take 3 days if that's all I can get.
Would you want to negotiate back to 2 days if you could in September?
We're not renegotiating. What are you doing?
I'm just asking him a question.
Hi.
3 days a week starting September
1st. Do you prefer the 2 days? Is this working out for you?
Who are you asking, Sarah or me?
You!
I mean, you know, let's just see what the doctors say.
F the doctors. It's been over 6 months now.
The doctors said yes to the
come to work to 2 days
a week challenge, but you think they're not going
to
say go be a DJ and sit there for 4 hours?
And we even made accommodations for you in the other room so you can stand the whole time
if you want to.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Okay, you go ahead. We'll be quiet.
Well, let's just see what the doctor said.
That's so good. All right. Vinny, don't bother finishing Aquaman. The payoff just isn't there. 2 hours of my life I can't get back.
What do you think about that?
I don't think it's going to have a payoff. Yeah, I think that person's right. I may.
Is it worth it just to look at him? He's pretty hot.
I don't know about hot, but I think he's all right. I think Nicole Kidman actually had a pretty decent role in it in the beginning. I don't know.
How about the Amber Heard character?
Is that Amber Heard?
His girlfriend, right?
With the red hair?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
What about Amber Heard?
She's in Aquaman,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she is. Remember her, Ben?
Is she the one with the pink hair that comes out of the water when they're leaving the bar?
Yeah, she's like the worst actress in the film.
She's so hot, though. She makes up for it. She's kind of like Denise Richards, like so hot that you're like, all right, so she sucks at acting.
Yeah, Denise Richards isn't a good actor either. But Denise Richards is such a kind person. I hope you guys get a chance to meet her.
I don't know. Seems like she's showing her bad side on
How do you know she's so kind?
I interviewed her at Sundance one time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
She's so beautiful. She's very tiny. I wasn't expecting her to be as small as she was. And I was hanging out with her agent and publicist and stuff like that. And then I said, do you want to do a quick interview with her? And I said, sure. But I didn't recognize her when she walked past me. And when she walked past me, I went, are you Denise Richards? And she goes, I am. I go, oh, hi. And that was it. And then we started the interview. And But she's very friendly, very kind, and very, like, engaging, warm person. You would really like her, Vinny.
Great. Well, she let Charlie bring a hooker to Thanksgiving, so I mean, talk about nice.
Yes,
she's a saint.
She really did let that happen.
Well, that gets us current, everyone.
Well,
thanks.
She's like, even hookers need to eat Thanksgiving dinner.
That's true. That is true. Her dad wasn't psyched about it, but you know, maybe because he was like, oh God, don't say anything, hooker. Okay, quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for giving us your time today. Bryn, hope you feel better.
Yeah, buddy.
Vinny, I'm sorry about the traffic jam this morning.
You know, I mean, that's just tomorrow I'll get back on the I better check.
Yeah.
And make sure everything's clear before I get in my car to leave.
Yeah. You should email that guy and just file a complaint.
Oh, I'm on it.
Good.
I'm on it. Don't worry.
Glad to hear that.
Things were going really good this summer, but I think that for whatever reason, the road work was moving at a sort of slower pace, and it felt like today they just had everybody that works at Caltrans out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't just on 17. It was in Oakland, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They had a major shutdown. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
There were all kinds of traffic problems this morning.
101, there was closure, lane closure. And, 280 has like three lanes closed.
Oh, my God.
Up in, sort of the Daly City.
And where was the big rig accident? Area. Wasn't there a big rig accident somewhere?
That's at Davis.
Oh, that's right. All right. Yeah, some days are better than others, people. Just try to, do your best with this one, and we'll meet you back here on Hump Day.
Sounds good.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.